This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she wants the oil out of the water when it comes to Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. That is complicated now because the issue is in court. Senior correspondent for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau, Gary Wilson, says there were many obstacles to reaching a deal on a new tunnel and pipeline.
And the sticking point here is getting this tunnel and a pipeline finished by a known date.
Whitmer spoke to governors and Canadian premiers from the Great Lakes region during a recent conference in Milwaukee. She also sat down for an interview with Gary Wilson for GreatLakesNow.org. Gary, thank you for being with us.
Always good to be with you, Gordon. Thank you.
What stood out to you from this interview with Gretchen Whitmer?
Well, I detected early on that the governor was, she's clearly frustrated with the process. She believes, and I think rightly so, that she has taken a political risk by extending an olive branch to Enbridge and offering to negotiate over this pipeline. You know, her position has been fairly consistent. Early in the campaign, you know, it was, shut down Line 5. But as the campaign developed, it became more nuanced, and her ongoing talking point was get the oil out of the water. Well, that could mean a lot of things. But I detected during our conversation that the governor was frustrated. She feels like she extended the olive branch to Enbridge. Each side got a pretty strong position, but she's disappointed that the negotiations break down. She characterized it as Enbridge walking away from negotiations. Of course, Enbridge says different. Enbridge has always maintained that they would like to talk, but the stakes have been raised, and now it's in a more dangerous territory. Anytime you enter the legal realm, nobody knows what's going to happen for sure.
And you asked Governor Whitmer an interesting question here about two groups that generally would be in her camp. I think most people would agree, but maybe on opposite sides of this issue, and that's environmental groups and labor unions. How fine a line here is Governor Whitmer walking between those groups, as you say, those who want it shut down, but the unions who think that building a tunnel may be good for their members?
It's a really fine line, Gordon. She campaigned heavily on the issue. She had the strong support of labor unions. She was running against, Governor Snyder's record, who was clearly, a business-oriented governor, and he was elected twice, so that's what that was. Environmental groups, they wanted nothing to do with, former Attorney General Schuette. That he wasn't their flavor of the day. So she's kind of beholden to both groups, and, one of them's going to lose, and they won't be happy. I kind of equated a little bit to former President Barack Obama. After he was elected, environmental groups had really high expectations in his first term and in the first year of his first term, and he didn't quite deliver on them. It doesn't mean he wasn't philosophically aligned with them, but he just couldn't prioritize them the way that those environmental groups wanted. And that may be what Whitmer's up against here.
Are there discernible differences in the way that Enbridge has approached this issue since they started dealing with the new governor, Gretchen Whitmer, as opposed to when they were dealing with the previous governor, Rick Snyder?
I think there are. The attorney general and the governor came right out of the box with an aggressive Line 5 strategy. The governor asked Attorney General Nessel for a legal opinion on the constitutionality of that of the pipeline deal. It took Nessel a couple months. I don't know what took her so long. Everybody knew probably what the answer would be. And then the governor ordered all work on that pipeline stopped, using the legal opinion as the basis. Meanwhile, Enbridge just kind of kept their powder dry. They stayed silent. They had made looking from their corporate world view, they had made a deal with the state of Michigan. That deal is in effect. They see it as legally binding. And now comes new management for the state of Michigan that says, oh, no, we don't want to do that deal, and we think it may be illegal. So Enbridge still kind of maintained a quiet position. You know, they said they're willing to talk, and they were, but I think they became frustrated after failing to reach a deal, and as the governor ratcheted up the pressure and the attorney general kept the pressure on, you know, with some loud pronouncements. I think that Enbridge just felt like they could no longer play defense. And since the attorney general is threatening legal action, they just took a preemptive move by going to court.
As you and I speak on Friday, Bridge just published an article this morning about Governor Whitmer and Benton Harbor Schools, but it's more broadly about her style, her governing style. And they say that, you know, her approach is announcing bold plans. And then when she gets some pushback, she goes to the critics and says, well, if you've got something better, I'd love to hear it. That is what she has done by proposing a big increase in the gas tax to fix roads. But she's also shown a willingness to compromise, as she did on changing the auto insurance system in Michigan. Do you see a similar pattern with Line 5 and with Great Lakes issues in general?
I do. I do, Gordon. And that's a good point. I went way back, and as I mentioned as we started, I went way back in her campaign pronouncements on Line 5. And it was shut the pipeline down, decommission it, you know, with some conditions, but it was definitely shut the pipeline down. Then it morphed into get the oil out of the water. And now getting the oil out of the water, literally, that's different than shut the pipeline down. Because I think it was a smart move. She had to give herself some room as the campaign developed. And as, you know, it was pretty apparent based on the polling that she was going to be the governor. She needed to give herself some room and not be locked into a really hard position.
Gary Wilson is senior correspondent for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau. As always, Gary, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
You can find Gary Wilson's reporting at greatlakesnow.org and through links at wmuk.org. At our website, there's also a longer version of this interview where Wilson discusses the Michigan governor's role as a leader on Great Lakes issues.
They generally defer to Michigan. They generally look for guidance from Michigan. And I think that's what you're seeing the governor say, that she's going to keep Michigan in that role.
You can also find the longer interview on the WMUK app and by subscribing to the podcast, WMUK's West Southwest, from Apple Podcasts, and by searching podcasts in Google Music. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.